It is Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, University of Arkansas system officials consider whether their campuses should allow authorized members of faculty and staff to carry handguns, plus what new health care legislation may or may not mean for local agencies providing health care in this region to those currently without insurance.
And the magic behind making a puppet horse seem real. I learned from the master puppeteers with the Tony Award-winning show War Horse.
First, Governor Mike Beebe is beginning the process of talking with potential candidates to become state treasurer. The person would fill the rest of the term of Martha Schaffner, who resigned Tuesday over accusations she took bribes from a bond broker. Spokesman Matt DeCampbell says ideally announcement will be made in the coming days.
The governor wants to appoint a treasurer soon and as quickly as possible, but at the same time, you want to be expeditious without being too hasty. You want to make sure you have the right person in there. The governor has said that he is looking for someone with some good managerial skills, obviously experience running an office that understands, obviously, the work of the office, but and also someone who's not overly political.
The person also would not be allowed to run for the treasurer's position at the end of the term in 2015. Governor Beebe has already spoken with some candidates for the position, but would not name who they are. Meanwhile, Steele Stevens, the security salesman who handled the deals with Schaffner's office that led to the investigation, has stepped down from his position with St. Bernard Financial Services of Russellville. The chief executive of the firm told the Arkansas Times that Stevens did not give a reason for his resignation and that it was voluntary.
Disaster relief operations are already well underway in Shawnee and Moore, Oklahoma. Bridget Williams, Public Information Director for the Red Cross of Arkansas, says the American Red Cross has been on the ground in Oklahoma since Sunday, when the EF4 tornado struck Shawnee. Since then, images of the destruction may give some the urge to help. Williams says the best way to assist with relief operations is to donate money.
They can text Red Cross to 90999. They can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit us at redcross.org. And the reason we ask people to do that is because that enables us to purchase immediate supplies that are needed. We have the power, as you can imagine, of buying in mass quantity so we can really stretch the dollars that they donate. I know that a lot of people are seeing the devastation on TV. They want to get together with friends and load up trucks and go. We respectfully ask them not to do that. The city of Moore has asked people not to come right now. They have plenty of volunteers on the ground as it is.
Williams says the cleanup and relief efforts in Oklahoma will be long term, and that people who want to donate goods instead of money should wait a few weeks until the actual needs of disaster victims are assessed.
But right now, for people to want to take clothing and furniture, first of all, people have no housing and they have no place to put any furniture. And with the clothing, there is not a system set up to sort, size, clean, and do whatever needs to be done. So that's just adding more work that is not the priority right now on the folks who are trying to do the job at hand.
Partnerships with companies such as Walmart and Tyson Foods allow the Red Cross to have more buying power when it comes to disaster relief operations. In addition, Williams says the Red Cross tries to spend donated money locally in the areas that are affected as a way of helping bolster the economies that are stricken by natural disasters.
A new peer review study published this month in the online edition of Applied Geochemistry suggests that shale gas drilling in Arkansas is not contaminating groundwater. The study resulted from collaborative research conducted by scientists at Duke University, which provided water quality analysis, working with USGS Arkansas Water Science Center, the University of Arkansas, and the Arkansas Water Resource Center. Water samples were taken in the summer of 2011 from 127 private shallow wells and later from six deep water reservoirs in Faulkner and Van Buren counties, where shale gas drilling is concentrated, to test for chlorides and methane commonly found in drilling fluids. Tim Cressy is water quality specialist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
So to verify the results of the first study, where we just looked at kind of geochemical evolution of that shallow groundwater used for drinking water in domestic wells, we compared it to these deeper waters using some fingerprinting techniques by the use of isotopes such as boron, oxygen, hydrogen, radium, strontium, but different isotopes that are just good fingerprinting techniques that allow us to compare water sources to see if there's any mixing between the waters.
Scientists found mostly naturally occurring methane from biological activity rather than industrial drilling. Duke scientists are also conducting water quality studies in northeastern Pennsylvania, where they found methane contamination from drilling fluids. But in Arkansas, the hydrogeology appears to provide some barrier.
Those waters were distinct. We saw no evidence that any of those flowback waters mixed with the shallow waters based on comparison of the chemistry of those waters to the chemistry of the shallow water.
The research findings will serve as a baseline for future groundwater sample.
Researchers at the University of Central Arkansas have completed a study showing that the digital divide between younger and older generations is beginning to narrow. Associate Professor Mark McMurtry says in addition to being the most overlooked and affluent consumer market, seniors are finding social media helpful for their own personal enrichment.
You know, if grandma can be a Facebook friend to their granddaughter, I mean, what a great way for them to be in touch, to not have that divide of, well, you never call your grandma, or, you know, or that sort of thing. Hey, grandma's on Facebook. So, you know, we see just a lot of positives emanating from that.
McMurtry says the growing presence of seniors online opens the door for hardware and software developers to create programs designed for the needs and interests of seniors. The University Library Special Collections has launched a digital exhibit, available online, that celebrates environmentalism in the natural state. 40, 50, 100, Arkansas's natural environment, commemorates the 40th anniversary of the Buffalo River's designation as a natural river, the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Ozark Society Environmental Conservation Group, and the 100th anniversary of the birth of Neil Compton, founder of the Ozark Society. The digital exhibit includes several photos of Bentonville physician Neil Compton, a letter from Governor Orville Faubus to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers opposing dam projects at Gilbert and Lone Rock, and posters created by the Buffalo River Improvement Association advocating for the dams and reservoirs. The collection is available at digitalcollections.uark.edu.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost on the road last night to the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Hooks defeated the Nats 8-2 in the first of a three-game series. The Nats are now 14-29 this year and will play the second game in the series tonight at Whataburger Field. The 15th-ranked Arkansas baseball team won its first game of the SEC tournament yesterday, using a walk-off wild pitch in the 10th inning to defeat Mississippi 2-1. With that win, Arkansas is now 36-19 on the season. Razorbacks continue their run through the SEC tournament later today when they take on second-seeded LSU. That tournament, of course, in Hoover, Alabama.
Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the Arkansas River Valley. Overnight lows from 53 to 60. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s.